Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Good evening, good evening, health enthusiasts. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D, Dr. Doris Moton Spruill. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station, and I am so honored to have you with me this evening. How have your day been? I hope you've had a blessed and prosperous day today. I have had a simply marvelous day today. I had a chance to get out and just sit and relax in the sunshine, just sit in the sun and just soak in the wonderful healing rays of the sun. It was awesome. I love the sun. I am a sun baby. I love the sun. I have always loved the sun. I have never believed the hype that the sun is bad for you. How can something so healing and so soothing be bad for you? Well, yeah, I am still reeling from last week's show with April Renee. We're going to have her come back. In fact, we're working on something now to get her to come back in August. She's going to be on the road in August doing a lot of seminars. But we're working out a date now. We're getting a date scheduled that she's going to come back and be with us. So I am just excited about that. First and foremost, let me clear up something. I am not a MD. I am a certified ND. That's a naturopathic or a naturopathic doctor. And all that means is that I use natural modalities such as prayer, herbs, whole food, good water, exercise, rather than synthetic drugs to help improve the body's intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself. And we know that, don't we? We know that the body will heal and maintain itself. And yeah, that's a good thing. The Creator, God made it to do that. So I am just so thankful to be with you tonight. I feel great. I feel great. I had a good track day today. You know, how many of you have those experiences where sometimes your body just fights you all the way? It does not want to move. It does not want to get up. It does not want to do anything that's conducive to you doing what you have to do to feel great. But this morning, I could kiss my body. It just wanted to move. It wanted to get up, get on the track, get moving. And I'm so thankful. I am so thankful that I feel as well as I do. I feel great, guys. And I hope you all do too. If you're taking care of yourself like you should be, then you should be feeling great as well. Okay? So, without further ado, this evening I'm going to be sharing some healthy things with you. And yeah, I hope you've got your pencil and your paper ready, because I'm sure there's going to be something that you're going to hear and you're going to say, "Oh wow, I wish I had a pencil and paper." You know, every week I tell you, get your pencil and paper ready. So you can jot down your pen and paper, so you can jot down some of the things you hear me mention on the show on a weekly basis. So without further ado, I want to share with you my affirmation for today. I am my best me. I am my best me. I love who I am. I love what I'm evolving into. At this stage of the game, I'm a little bit more laid back. Not as high strung as I. You know, I remember once in school when I was in, I think, junior high, I remember a young man telling me that I was so serious. He was like, "You are just so serious." I think he told me a joke. And I was like, "What?" And he was like, "Doris, it's a joke." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, why didn't you say that?" You know? But now at this stage of the game, I'm learning to laugh more. I'm learning to take time and smell the roses. You see what I'm saying? I'm just learning to just chill out. You know, life is not that serious. Just chill. Take a chill pill. Remember we used to say that back in the day? Take a chill pill. Jill or Bill, you know, but hey, anywho, I want to share some information with you tonight about dried plums. Did you know that dried plums keep the bones healthy? I know a lot of us don't eat dried plums anymore, but I love dried plums, and I see them on a weekly basis when I volunteer at the food bank. When we ask the people, when we walk up down the line, we say, "Would you like figs or would you like plums?" They're like, "Oh, no, I got plenty of them. I don't even use them." And I'm like, "Well, why not? They are so good for you. Eat them like, you know, when you have that little taste for something sweet, you know, pop one or two in your mouth then, you know. And this is the way my mother used to prepare them for us when we were coming up. She would take them and put them in a pot with just a little bitty water and steam them, lightly steam them, and give us some toast. And, man, those things would be so good. We'd be sopping that juice with that toast, and they would be so good. So I just want to let you know tonight that when it comes to improving bone health in postmenopausal women and people of all ages, for that matter, eating dried prunes or plums is a simple, proactive solution to help prevent fractures and osteoporosis. That word always did kind of tie my tongue up. And I know this for a fact. I eat a lot of dried plums and prunes. And, you know, I told you guys about 3 weeks ago, I was running, not running from anything or anybody, but I was running to the track, and I tripped over a piece of the sidewalk that was it was not level, and I fell. And I fell on my left hand, and when I went to the doctor to have it checked out, they said that it was fractured. So I began my work on it. Well, I began my work on it before I even went. But, you know, I just thank God because my bones, I must really have really strong bones, and I think that comes from all the calcium that I don't get in milk, not milk, but from all the calcium I get by eating fruits and vegetables. I love plums. I love prunes, so I eat a lot of them. So I think this has something to do with it. But, yeah, and check this out. Figs and dates and strawberries and raisins, they don't come anywhere close to having the same effect on your bone density that dried prunes have, dried prunes and plums. So, you know, I just wanted to share that information with you. So for those of you that do visit the food bank or the grocery store, wherever you go, when they ask you, do you want those little bags of plums and prunes, get them. Eat them. They are good for you. Okay? Don't forget that. Another thing, watermelon. Have you had some good watermelon this morning? Chime in. This year. Chime in. Let me know what your watermelon has been like so far this year. Do you know so far this season I've had 12 watermelons? 12 watermelons. I just finished up my 12th one today. I love watermelon. I can live off watermelon. The only reason I'm sad to see winter come is because I know there's no watermelon going to be available. I mean, you know, they have it. They get them and cut those little slices up and put them in packs. I don't do those. You know, I want to go get my big Bertha, my own big watermelon, you know. So I have had some awesome ones. I think I've only had two out of the 12 that was like, you know, I didn't have to take them back or anything, but they just weren't, you know, really, really that, ooh, that deep red color with the just nice and sweet. But it was eatable. I did eat it. So I just want to let you know that there's some awesome benefits to watermelon. And a lot of times we don't think about that. I hear people say, oh, I ate so many watermelons when I was younger. I don't want any watermelons. But watermelons have been found to keep the weight off and the arteries clean. Now, this is according to a recent study involving mice with high cholesterol, and it was done by the University of Kentucky. Now, one group sipped on watermelon juice, and after 8 weeks, the mice that did have the sip on the watermelon juice, they had a lower blood weight, a lower body weight, and they had a decrease in the fat mass, the lean muscle mass. It was unaffected, but they did have a decrease in the fat mass. Now, the same mice also experienced reduction in the arterial lysic lesions. This is associated with hardening of the arteries and lower concentrations of cholesterol in their blood. So watermelon is really good for you. I can't stress that enough. And it's so plentiful now. It is so plentiful now. So this is a good time to, you know, get your grub on with the watermelon, you know. And it's really inexpensive. The ones I've been buying have been running anywhere from $3.99 to $5.99. And I tell you, I don't like paying no $5.99 for a watermelon. I got to be, you know, really in a press to get some watermelon. I will pay $5.99. I'm not saying I won't, but I got to really be in hard up and to pay $5.99. And that's just how it is. I will do it, but I really don't like paying $5.99 for a watermelon. So that's the little tidbit on watermelon. Have you had good watermelon this year? If you did, where did you get it? What was it? Was it the seedless? Ooh, I know not. I know it wasn't. But if you did, come on, chime in. Let us know where you got your watermelon. Some of my best watermelons I did get from Kroger and also from Randazzle. Let me see where else. I think that's about it. But, yeah, I have had some really good watermelon this year. So I want to let you guys know, if you want to chime in, press number one on your keypad tonight. I think my granddaughter is going to be listening in tonight. And when she comes on, I want her to just press option one so we can chat a little bit about what's going on with her down there in the deep down dirty south. So, Asia, I'm looking forward to hearing from you tonight. Granny is looking forward to hearing from you, girl. She said she was going to come on tonight and kind of talk with me a little bit tonight. One night I want to get her to co-host with me, and I'm looking forward to that. For those of you that don't like getting up, getting moving, let me share something with you. It is so very important that you move. To stay sharp, you got to move. You know, we've always said that if you don't move it, you'll lose it. That means the ability to move, you'll become more, have more arthritic symptoms and things like that, joint problems and things like that. And you'd be surprised how many people that I have heard say, oh, well, I walk, I walk around the house and I have to do all kinds of, you know, things like that every day. And I say, what? I'm talking about consistently moving for anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes a day. Oh, okay. In the chat room, one of the chat room bloggers say, I got a couple good ones from Kroger's. Oh, okay. She got a couple of good ones from Kroger's. Oh, and my granddaughter says she's here. Come out of the chat room. Come on the line so I can hear from you, so I can talk to you, Asia. Press number one on your keypad so I can talk to you tonight. But anyway, it's important that you stay sharp, you know, and the way to do that is to keep moving. You'd be surprised. This body was meant to work together in harmony. You know what I'm saying? The hand bone connected to the wrist bone connected to the hand bone, the arm bone. You know what I mean. But anyway, that's how it's meant to work. It's meant to work together. So to do that, you have to move. We've become so complacent, but research has found out that aerobic exercise not only gets the heart pumping, but it's also good for the brain health. Now, according to a study published by the Mayo Clinic, aerobic workouts can reduce the risk of dementia and slow its progression if it starts. And that's because it delivers oxygen to the brain and generates nutritional factors that improve the brain functioning. Exercise also facilitates neuroplasticity. That's the brain's ability to recognize itself by forming new neutral connections throughout life. So it's just important that we move. You know, you got to move. You know, I have never seen so many people that's having problems with memory as I have here lately. So, you know, let's get to moving. Every morning when I'm on that track, I tell people, I say, listen, they're like, you know, ooh, I just don't feel like it. I mean, I don't always feel like it, but the results of it is really outstanding. And don't let anybody tell you that they don't exercise regularly and they're in just tip-top shape. I don't care what they look like. You see what I'm saying? It's just a matter of time because we have to move. The body was meant. Why do you think we got legs? You know? So we can move around. Okay. Well, I see we've got a caller. I got my caller on the line tonight. Good evening, Asia.
Good evening, Granny.
How you doing tonight, baby?
Good. How are you?
I am excellent. It's so good to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's going on down there in Hot ATL?
Hotlanta.
Oh, yeah. What's going on down there in Hotlanta?
It's been going great. My throat was feeling a little scratchy yesterday, so mm-hmm. my mom gave me some echinacea, and it was feeling pretty good after that.
Well, that's fantastic. That is fantastic. What about, have you had any colds or anything this summer?
Nope, none at all.
No. That is so good, Asia. I am so glad to hear that. This is my because we're healthy girls. We can't be running around sick. Am I correct?
Yes.
All right. So tell me something. What's going on? What's going on with you? What you been doing over the summer?
I've been going swimming, hanging out with my friends.
Roller skating?
Yes, skating.
All right. So you looking forward to getting back in school?
Yes.
All right. That's fantastic. So what about anything you'd like to share with me health-wise tonight?
No.
No? Nothing at all, huh?
No.
Okay, well.
Well, I'm a healthy girl.
Yes. What's that song? What's that healthy girl song?
Healthy girls, healthy girls.
That's it, because we're a healthy girl, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, baby, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. You said you were going to do it, and you did it. Have you had watermelon this year?
Yes, I have. Me and my mom got a few good ones from Kroger.
Oh, were they seedless or seeded?
Seeded.
Okay. Oh, there you go. All right. Got to give you a hand clap, girl. You know what's going on. Okay. Well, thanks so much for listening in, baby. And don't hang up. And get your pencil and paper ready because I'm going to give some good information tonight on, above all things, spices, some super spices. Okay?
All right.
Okay, sweetie, I love you.
Love you too. Tell Tatiana I love her.
I will, sweetheart. See ya.
See ya.
Okay. So who else? Who else has had some really good watermelons this year? Let me know about it. Where did you get it? Where did you get them? Where did you find them? Let's share. Sharing is caring, and caring is sharing. So, yeah, that's the information tonight I wanted to share with you on moving. You know, make a promise to yourself to get it moving, y'all. We got to move. You know, we cannot just be sitting around couch potatoes because you know what happens? After a while, it catches up with you. You know, we can go so long and just like, okay, yeah, you know, no, I don't have time. Isn't it funny how we have time for everything else? Except for doing what we have to do for us. You know what? I've started making it's a habit for me to take time first and foremost in the morning for me to have my prayer. I have got to, if I am no good for nothing, if my day just does not go right if I don't get up and bow down before my Creator. It's just not the same. And after I do that, I like to get my clothes on and go run, or either walk or run walk. And then after I come back from doing that, I like to get in my Word, you see, and spend some time with my God. Because I believe that a man or a woman that bows before God first thing in the morning can stand before any other man any other time of the day. Oh, yeah. And listen, everything you hear on Here's to Your Health is not necessarily corroborated by the Poetic Energy Network station, but I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And that's how it is. You see what I'm saying? So I don't mean to offend anyone, but I don't apologize either. So that's all there is to say about that. I'm saved, and I'm happy. I'm very, most happy about it. So now going on, essential oils. You know, a lot of you may know already that essential oils are very good for you, and which they are. But for those of you that don't know, many people are concerned about protecting themselves and their families from viruses like influenza, you know, especially when school starts back. And at the same time, people are concerned about the side effects of overusing today's synthetic antibacterial products. You know, everywhere you look, you see this antibacterial hand wash and all of this stuff. Let me tell you, people, that's not the way. I would like for you to check out a couple of products this evening. One is essential oils, and you can go to my website, www.yourgoodhealth.info, and click on Nature Sunshine, and just check out the essential oils. They have some awesome essential oils, and they won't cost you an arm and a leg, and they are really good therapeutic grade essential oils. Also, they have diffusers, so you may want to, you know, just check those out. But essential oils, and they also have a product that's much better than these antibacterial lotions and things, and it's called Silver Shield. And I want you to check that product out as well. You will be surprised. You know, with the antibacterial lotions and things like that, you have to be so cautious of getting, if you use it on your hand and then touch your food, please don't let children use it. Because a lot of times they'll use it on their hands and then they'll touch their food and get the food in their mouth. And it kills good bacteria. So you have to watch that. You have to be very watchful of that, of killing the good bacteria. Because as it stands now, we don't have enough good bacteria, enough good flora in our colon, in our digestive tract. So you don't want to do anything that's going to help to even kill more of it. So just be watchful of those antibacterial soaps and the antibacterial lotions and hand sanitizers and those kind of things. Be very watchful. But now essential oils is another way to go, because essential oils offer a promising alternative to synthetics. And research published by the phytotherapy group in 2007 reported findings of effective antibacterial action from certain essential oils, such as tea tree, or another name for tea tree is melaleuca. So just know that there are other alternatives. You know, what did we do before all this old hand sanitizer and stuff came on the market? We washed our hands. You washed your hands before you sat down to eat. You didn't reach over on the table so lazy, can't get up and go to the bathroom, that you didn't wash your hands. Wash your hands. And if you just have to, I have been in situations where I send somebody in the bathroom first because I have one of those stomachs. If the bathroom is not clean, I don't want any parts of it. So this is when I carry my Silver Shield by Nature Sunshine, and I use that. So, you know, there are times when you may need to use it. So it's just knowing what to use and when to use it. So now tea tree oils is an excellent one because it's a plant with high concentration of thermal, and it's also like the essential oil thyme and oregano, okay? So now essential oils exhibit a very virusceutical property, and you can't get any better than that. When it comes to virusceuticals, essential oils is the way you want to go. You can also use them in the diffuser, and you breathe them in. The diffuser breaks them down into the smallest molecule that allows them to be breathed. You can breathe them up into the thalamus. They're therapeutic. They can calm you. A lot of times if I have clients come in to my office, I'll put in a little essential oil called calming, and it helps you to relax because a lot of times when you're coming to a place that you've never been before, you're a little anxious, you know, don't know what's going on. And so I put in my diffuser an essential oil that will help to calm you. And a lot of times people don't even know what it is. They just say, oh, that smells so good. What is that, air freshener? And I say, no, it's essential oils. And I, you know, share with them information on essential oils. So essential oils that, like I said, they can be diffused into the air, and they can be used to clean and purify household surfaces. There's one called Thieves, and it is awesome. This is a mixture of essential oils, and they say literally, back in the days of the grave robbers, they put different essential oils on them so that when they robbed the graves, they wouldn't get all these diseases and all this stuff. Isn't that something? But it is actually true. So Thieves is a combination of different herbs that have been formulated by Gary Young of Young Living Essential Oils, and they are awesome. They kill 99.9% of any germs on any surface area. With the Silver Shield, you can also buy the little towelettes, and you can use them to wipe doorknobs. But for me, what I use for that is at the end of the day, I use my Kangen water, because it has a water that's the pH on it is really low, and it allows me to do a lot of surface cleaning. I mean, clean floors, toilets, all kinds of things like that. And that's what I use. It's a strong acidic water. It has a pH of about 2.7 and even lower. And I use it as a disinfectant, a water, for every day. It's a strong acidic water, and it's very powerful. It's a disinfectant and good for killing germs and bacteria. So that's what I use. But on occasions, I'll even like to put maybe a little Thieves on just a towel and go over my desk and my keyboard and things like that. So that's just some tip on essential oils. Now, also, if you have any other suggestions of things that you do, you know, this is the time to share it. If there's something you'd like to share concerning any natural protocol, this is a perfect time for you to do so. I really appreciate all the response that I've been getting from you guys that's been emailing me and asking questions. And some of you are, you know, you don't want to be on. You don't want to hear your voice, or you don't want others to hear your voice. But I appreciate the fact that you do send me emails, and some of you even call. So, yeah, that's appreciated. Also, I'd like to let you know that tomorrow starts a new month with Pure Herbs, and the specials for the month have already been announced, and they are as follow. There's the All Cell Sauce is going to be on special, and the All Cell Sauce is an awesome herb. Let me tell you guys something, just a little bit about this herb. I'm not going to share too much about it. If you want to know more about it, just go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info, and you can check it out. But it's only the liquid that's on sale. Now, with these specials, when you purchase three bottles of any herb, you receive the fourth bottle free. But now, they all have to be the same product, and it has to be the same size. Just like if you're buying All Cell Sauce, it has to be three bottles of All Cell Sauce, and say you're buying 4-ounce bottles. They all have to be 4-ounce All Cell Sauce, and they all have to be 4 ounces, okay? So that's how that works. And then you'll get a fourth bottle, a 4-ounce bottle, free of charge. Okay, but now this All Cell Sauce. What it actually is, it's an all-vegetable source. It's a complete multi-mineral supplement. And this combination, it has like a seafood taste, and it's most interesting because it has all of the 13 organic tissue salts which are found in the body. And it's truly a good source of food for every cell in the body. And the plants combined in this combination have a great cleansing and therapeutic effect on the body. Now, when you're taking All Cell Sauce, the appetite may decrease and weight loss may happen. You may incur some weight loss. And this is because of the cleansing process. Now, as the waste is flushed from the cells, a person may notice a change in the urine and in the color of your stool, and also an odor. You may notice a faint odor in your stool, but it's okay. When the flushing is complete, you will feel just a wonderful increase in energy and overall well-being. Now, All Cell Sauce combinations can be used as a source of natural calcium and magnesium. And for those of you that don't know, you know now, calcium and magnesium is really important when it comes to sleep. A lot of times, if you don't have adequate amounts of calcium and magnesium, you have a hard time going to sleep. I don't know about anybody else, but before my head hit the pillow, I'm asleep. I go to bed early. I get up early. There's two nights a week that I'm up a little late, and it's normally because one, like tonight when I'm doing the show, but, you know, right after that, I'm headed in, and as soon as I get home and everything, I'm in bed. So that's how that goes. But calcium and magnesium is very important for sleep. Now, historically, All Cell Sauce have been used as a mineralizer. It mineralizes the body. Like I said, it supplies 13 organic tissue salts that's already found in the body. It's a food. You can say it's like alfalfa. It's an alterative. That means it's a food for every organ, every cell, every tissue, every artery, every vein, everything in the body. It's also a blood and lymphatic cleanser. And listen, that is one thing we don't do enough, and that's clean our blood. I was speaking to a young lady last week, and a lady, and she was sharing with me that her niece was diagnosed with breast cancer. Let me tell y'all something, ladies. You must educate yourself, because there is a conspiracy There is a conspiracy to get us trapped up in those mammogram machines, and with these diagnoses of breast cancer, all these little pink ribbons floating around. You know, Dr. Whitaker say you take that little pink ribbon and you turn it upside down and you got a noose. Listen, since 1976, when Nixon called a war on cancer, it has been on the increase ever since. Where are all of these billions of dollars going for all these pink ribbons, all the pink hats, all the runs, all the walks? Don't be ignorant of Satan's devices, okay? We already have a cure for cancer, and it's in us. God placed it there. It's our immune system. It's just that we want to eat all this junk. We want to eat the king's delicacies, you know, all this meat and dairy and all this other junk. And then we want to just live free of dis-ease. It ain't going to happen, Captain. You have got to take care of yourself. You've got to educate yourself. You know, we can't sit down and just eat anything. Look at what you're putting into your body. You know what? I am so discriminative about what I put into my body until I'll go hungry before I eat any and everything. You know, it's just like I was sharing with a friend today. We have gotten so complacent with letting this body have its way. It's temperamental. It's spoiled. It's greedy. You know, it just wants to have its way, and we're obliging it. Oh, I just gotta have a double whopper with and supersize. No, you don't. You know, reason with yourself. If I eat this, am I eating this just to eat it? Or am I eating this to nourish my body? There's a difference. And most of what we do today is just eat, just that we eat out of, we do a lot of emotional eating because there's so much going on. There's so much stress and all these other things that's just bombarding us. And we're eating just for the sake of having something in our mouth. You know, have you noticed that you eat more when you're just sitting around doing nothing than you do when you're out, up, and about and moving? Have you noticed that? If you keep a food log, you will be surprised at what you're shoving in your mouth. I'm selective, and I don't care. I don't care what anybody thinks about it, but I'm very selective about what I eat. And that's just the way it is because I want to feel good. I don't want to be old and sick. You see, all my kids live out of town, and I didn't have one tell me already, okay, we're going to put you in a nursing home. I said, oh, you think? I don't think so. Yeah, when you get old, we're going to put you in a nursing home. Oh, no. It ain't going to happen, Captain. Not if I can help it. Not on my watch. You see what I'm saying? So I'm doing what I can to take care of myself. And it's not always a thing where I'm just dying to do it. I'm just, you know what? I don't just look forward to getting on that track every morning, but the benefits outweigh the not wanting to. You know, this body never wants to do anything that's beneficial or conducive to good health. You see, so that's nothing new. But we've got to become more conscientious because there's a conspiracy going on. You see, I have never seen so many women with breast cancer before in my life. You see, the young lady that I had on the show last week, April Renee, she was talking about how a lot of it stems from the immunizations, the vaccines that we're getting. They're pumping everybody full of this flu shot. Listen, you need to go to my website. I've added a video library. And it's got some really good videos on there. In fact, I'm going to upload one by the Health Ranger, and he's talking about vaccinations. So I haven't done it as of yet, but there's some good ones there. You need to go. If you're the type of person that you're visual, you like seeing things with your eyes, then go check out my website, foryourgoodhealth.info, I-N-F-O. Okay? If there's any problems, give me a call during the week, anytime 10 to 5, 734-895-1940, 734-895-1940. Okay? So, and back to this all cell saw. It actually relieves cellular congestion. Now, it's a combination herb, and it has some powerful herbs, bladderwrack. You know, bladderwrack is good for help to pull any kind of toxicity, metal toxicity from the body. When I was going through the process of having my those silver fillings removed out of my mouth, the amalgam fillings, I did a chelation with bladderwrack. And that's what I did before I had them removed and afterwards. I was on a protocol. And it was really interesting because the holistic dentist that I went to, she muscle test me. And she said, I have something I'm going to give you. And she came back with a bottle of pure herbs bladderwrack. And she held it up, and I took mine out my purse and held it up. You know, she said, oh, okay, well, here, just take it anyway. Thank you. So it's just an awesome herb. Some of the other herbs that's on sale this month, on special this month, is the old number 11. I use that on my wrist when I injured my wrist, when they said my wrist was fractured. And you guys will be surprised how awesome my wrist is healing. Another one is OCM. It's an oral chelation herb. It goes into the arteries and it claws out the fatty deposits in the arteries. Another one is Sanical and TW. Now, I don't want to really get into explaining all of them, but I do want you to just go to my website, www.foryourgoodhealth.info, and just take a look. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. But, yeah, I would truly check out that all cell salts, because we truly need to cleanse our body on a cellular level. You know, we talk about a lot of times about colon cleansing and organ cleansing, but our cells. And this is an awesome way to flush, get rid of all the free radicals and all the toxicity buildup in our cells. And it's really awesome because once the cleansing process has been completed, when you're taking all cell salt, your pee will clear up. Okay, your urine. Your urine will clear up, and the smell from your feces, it'll go away, that odor. It's kind of like a seafood. It has like a seafood taste to it. But, you know, after a while, and you know, everybody's different. A lot of times people ask me, well, how long should I take it? Until you don't have to take it, until the cleansing process has been completed. So I just wanted to let you guys know about that. Check out the specials. If you're not a member of Pure Herbs, then this is something you may want to think about. Becoming a member, the benefits are out of this world. It's $35 to become a member for the first year, and this entitles you to get the herbs at what's called a wholesale price, a membership price. You don't have to worry. You don't have to do any selling or any of that. You just become a member so you can get them for yourself and for your family members. For a wholesale price or for a membership price as opposed to a retail price. But now if you just want to buy them retail, I have no problems with selling them to you retail. It's just a way the company uses to make it more economical for you. You know, a lot of people these are just some kind of stringent times right now where we have to really be mindful of and be good stewards over what we do have. So if you can get something at a wholesale price as opposed to a retail price, why not take a look at it? You also get two really nice volume herb books that explains the ins and outs of each herb. And I believe every home library should have these books because you know what, don't put your health in the hands of somebody else. I think that is just, that's a terrible thing to do. Do not allow anybody else to dictate your health protocol. That's something that is should be strictly up to you. Now, if you want to do it, that's a whole different story, but just take some time to take care of you. We don't have health care. It's sick care because you know what? Your doctor does not make any money if you're well. Really, Dr. D? Really. Why? Because if you're feeling good and you're well, you don't have to go to the doctor. You go to the doctor when you're sick, when you're feeling ill, when there's an issue, or when there's a dis-ease in the body. Your good health is my business. You see? So this is why this is what this show is all about. Sharing accurate and thorough information on natural, holistic modalities and practices that will enable your body to do what it does so well, to do what it does intrinsically. And that's just heal itself, take care of itself, maintain itself. But it's just like your car. If you don't put gas in your car, if you don't ever put oil in your car and the other little necessities that it needs, you can't expect it to run efficiently. And if you do it, if you neglect it long enough, it'll just stop altogether. That's how the body is. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to make sure that we're giving our body everything it needs to do what it does so well. So I just wanted to share that with you on tonight, and I had hoped to really get into some information on spices. I still may have time to give you a little bit of information, but now these are the five spices that every kitchen should have, every home should have. One is cayenne. I love cayenne. I put about a quarter of a teaspoon in some water every morning before I go to the track. And man, oh man, I tell you, I get a burst of energy, and those endorphins get to kicking in, and I'm like a locomotive. But one is cayenne. Another is cinnamon. And with that cayenne, You can add just a half a teaspoon of this red, hot, fiery pepper, and it'll even boast the feeling of fullness, you know, before you eat. And it's because of the capsaicin that's in it. And capsaicin is a phytonutrient, and that's what gives cayenne it's that little kick. And it may even stimulate certain fat-burning proteins. But now the weight loss side of it is kind of preliminary at this point. But capsaicin also reduces excessive stomach acid production. And this is for all of you guys that's on this medication for acid reflux and things like that. We have a question coming or a comment coming from the 313 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was calling. A lot of these foods that we eat, like processed foods, contains like bacteria, bad bacteria, parasites in it, right?
Exactly.
What's the way that we can get rid of those the bad bacteria and those parasites?
One good way is to take a probiotic. And there's some awesome good probiotics. There's things like kefir. There's also probiotics that you can buy in the health food store that has a wonderful, just billions and billions of good probiotics in them. But I love kefir. I love Rejuvelac. In fact, I have a batch of Rejuvelac that's in the process of sprouting now, so I make my own Rejuvelac, but there's several ways, and those are just a couple of the ways.
Okay. Now, is garlic? Okay. Now, is garlic, that's a good bacteria killer and parasite killer as well?
No, it's not a good one. It's an excellent one.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's that you can do it either when you are preparing, like, cooked foods, or even at you can take a clove. I have a friend that takes a clove every evening before bed, and this gives it a chance to break down in the gut, in the intestines, and you don't get that smell, you know, that will seep through the skin, through the pores of the skin. And there's also preparations, garlic preparations that you can buy that actually break down in the small intestine. But garlic is it's a wonder food.
Okay. All right. And I was saying another thing about, like, lemon juice, pure lemon juice. So that's like another antiviral killer too.
Uh-huh, yeah, lemon juice is really good because lemon juice on the outside of the body is acid, but on the inside of the body is alkaline. I always tell people, first thing in the morning, get you some good water, and I promote alkaline water. I love alkaline water. That is the water that we should be drinking. But get you some water and get you a nice jar, and maybe with a nice lid on it, and at night, set it by your bedside and put you a juice of a half a lemon in it. And in the morning when you first get up, start sipping on it because it'll also help to clean. It'll clean you. It'll clean the intestines. It'll cleanse the colon and the cecum. It gets everything, you know, the transverse colon. It starts that cleansing process. And lemon is excellent.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling, and, you know, tune in every Tuesday from 9 to 10.
All right, most definitely.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you much.
Okay, and another, besides the cayenne, also cinnamon, cloves. Now, you know, we used to see cloves only at Thanksgiving time, you know, in the ham and stuff like that. Ginger. Ginger is awesome, guys. Studies show that ginger helps to reduce motion sickness, any kind of nausea associated with any situation such as pregnancy and chemotherapy. Let's see another one, nutmeg. Nutmeg is awesome. It is awesome. It is an awesome antioxidant, and it also has antibacterial properties. Cloves. Anybody know me know that I keep oil of cloves at all times. It's good for anything that has to do with the inside of the mouth. You get a canker sore, you bite your lip, anything like that, it'll heal it immediately. Any kind of tooth pain until you can get to the dentist, because that's not something we play with. Oral health is very important. We got just about a minute, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to take my 734 area code. I'm going to try it. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health. You've got about 30 seconds.
Oh, I was just concurring with you on the lemon water. You know, I've been doing that for years now, and, you know, I have my family and friends doing it. It really is a wonderful cleanse. So thank you for the information that you've shared this evening. Wonderful.
Oh,
I can concur with the spices because, you know, I come from an island where we grow all of them. So I'm delighted to hear you speak on those things. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Irva, and I'm looking forward to having you on the show when you can work it out in your schedule.
Absolutely.
Because I'd love to have you come on and share some of the wealth, the plethora of information that you have concerning healthy modality.
Well, absolutely. I'll be delighted. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, guys, the clock on the wall says it's time to go. I mean, this hour just shot by, but I want to encourage you all to go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info. Check it out. If you have any questions, shoot me an email. To all my buddies in the chat room, all my buddies in the chat room, thank you so much for being with me tonight. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station, and we're here every Tuesday from 9 to 10. So So you just come on back, drop on in, and we'll do it again. God bless you all. Have a restful night tonight. I love you. Good night.